Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Rock's return date has apparently been confirmed. We've got more details on CM Punk going All Elite, and a popular star of the indie world is officially joining AEW. For Friday, July the 22nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, his debut.
Rookie Mike Bia.
Now there's going to be the man right there. That's Blue Chipper right there.
You know what? I have to agree with you, Jim Ross. I don't like you, but I got to agree with you. Rocky Mike Bia is looking good.
First third generation superstar ever. His father really made a name for himself here in Madison Square Garden. So did his grandfather, Rocky Maivia. I chief Peter Maivia, the grandfather of that young man, Rocky Johnson, his dad, former tag champion.
Well, if he's anything like his father or his grandfather, we're going to have a future superstar in our hands.
Oh, yeah.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Can you smell it, etc.? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a man that is his own constellation in the timeline of professional wrestling, set to make a return to WWE. We have talked about this in recent months, the idea of The Rock making a comeback for a collision with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. But according to Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast, three separate sources have told him, three sources within WWE, that the current plan is for The Rock to make a return this November for Survivor Series 2021. Now, this is quite an important year for The Rock, as Survivor Series will mark the 25th anniversary of his debut that you just heard there. That blue chipper right there made his debut in 1996. At the Survivor Series, the sole survivor from his team as well. Whilst he didn't quite hit the ground running immediately, there was certainly an air of something special about Dwayne Johnson in 1996. What do you know? He's the biggest star on the planet, and he's set to be a part of Survivor Series, according to sources close to Andrew Zarian, this November. Zarian also revealed on the podcast that he does the Matt Men podcast that Survivor Series is going to be taking place this year in Brooklyn, New York. Now, no exact date has been secured and the venue hasn't been revealed yet, but Brooklyn is looking like the place. Always a hot crowd for WWE in Brooklyn. And in that whole New York area, it's basically their stomping ground, isn't it? So to summarise, Survivor Series 2021, The Rock set to make a return. Is this the beginning of the story for Rock and Roman Reigns? It feels like this is where the Rock and Roman Reigns story truly begins. I don't know whether they would run it in Texas. I feel like, I've said this before, I feel like they might hold fire another year and do it in LA. Do Roman Reigns and The Rock in the bright lights of Hollywood. That to me seems far, far too perfect an opportunity. You wouldn't want to miss out on that.
See, this is power. This voice, this is power. In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb.
What a week it's been in the wrestling world. Daniel Bryan and CM Punk now both linked to All Elite Wrestling. We understand, as we talked about yesterday, Daniel Bryan has signed with AEW, and it's looking like A debut is set for around September time. CM Punk is the other name that has been connected with them this week, and it's looking very much like we're going to see CM Punk make his AEW debut at some point very, very soon. Now, following the CM Punk story hitting the wrestling world, according to Fightful Select, some other details came out about other promotions that had approached CM Punk. One of those was Ring of Honor, especially Marty Scurll, who at the time was leading, was the booking guy for Ring of Honor. Back in January of 2020, he first put the feelers out to get CM Punk to make an ROH return. Obviously, those conversations didn't really go very far between those parties, but Ring of Honor say that it's not about money for CM Punk. So this is the story that's come from this. The reason why we're talking about it is it's not about the money. Obviously, money is important when you're signing a deal, but for CM Punk, it's more about story, opponents, and general plans than the actual money on the table for a wrestling return. So AEW have incredibly deep pockets, as do WWE. But from what we can glean from this, it's more a case that AEW simply has more creative opportunity for CM Punk. We have said, and we said this on the podcast yesterday as well, that CM Punk, some of those guys CM Punk would love to work with, he put a list out on Twitter and they're all AEW guys. So it kind of seems like an obvious one, doesn't it? It really does. The build-up continued for the CM Punk debut last night on Instagram, in which on his Instagram stories, CM Punk shares quite an iconic piece of music that got the wrestling world talking. It was the Alan Parsons Project, Sirius. This is the music that the Chicago Bulls use. This is their walkout music for the Chicago Bulls. So hinting at Chicago, and obviously Punk is a Chicago guy. Also, it's interesting to note off the back of that, that a couple of days ago, AEW filed a trademark for The First Dance, the phrase for wrestling events and other things called The First Dance. And why is that important? Michael Jordan's documentary. Michael Jordan, one of the biggest stars in Chicago Bulls history. That was called The Last Dance. You're putting the pieces together. You're putting the pieces together like I am.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Dan Gelston of the North State Journal was in conversation with Triple H this week. And Triple H said that he's taking a hard look, along with the WWE, at how it can attract more fans to the product each week. Triple H said in the interview, "It's never one thing. We see this as a moment in time to shift everything. I think you'll see it just the layout of everything. The set designs, the way it's presented. There's a greater emphasis on utilizing the spaces that we have and the TV aspect of it while we're still engaging with fans. A lot of that comes from the time that we had to experiment inside the Thunderdome. So a big part of what their plans are going forward is to jazz up the TV product in terms of the aesthetics of the TV product. I mean, there could be a few other things to fix there, but you have to start somewhere, I suppose. Massive news from NXT and NXT UK. The match between Ilya Dragunov and Volta. The rematch for Dragunov challenging Volta for the NXT UK Championship is going to be on a much larger platform. This match has been added to the card for NXT TakeOver 36 on the 22nd of August. The Sunday of SummerSlam weekend will see on the TakeOver stage Volta versus Dragunov. I am delighted for both of these two, as the match they had on NXT UK last year, absolutely the greatest match of NXT UK in 2020, possibly one of the top matches in WWE that year as well. I can even go as far as say it's certainly in the running for one of the best wrestling matches of the year across promotions. If you've got the network, if you've got the Peacock, take time to watch that ahead of their rematch, which is no doubt going to start fires on August the 22nd at TakeOver. We have a little bit more information for you this morning as you're waking up on plans for King of the Ring, or as it's now going to be known, apparently, the Queen of the Ring. So Wrestling Inc. say that the plan is for the Queen of the Ring event to be a main roster show airing on Peacock. Not known when it's going to be taking place, but it's going to be taking place as part of the Peacock and WWE network. WWE last held an all-women's show with the first ever Evolution pay-per-view in October 2018, as we know. And Triple H said that when talking about an all-women's event, he said it's not a must-have at the moment. But now the word is that the Queen of the Ring will replace the King of the Ring in 2021, possibly early 2022. Nice mix-up here. I think you could easily make a star from somebody winning the Queen of the Ring tournament. The story you can tell there quite nicely is Charlotte Flair claiming to be the Queen, maybe Charlotte Flair being beaten in the final. Well, you know what? We're not going to fantasy book that right now, but what we can tell you is it's looking like the King of the Ring being replaced by the Queen of the Ring very, very soon. Hiromu Takahashi is coming back. He's cleared to return to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He says a doctor has cleared him for an in-ring return. He had a torn left pectoral that has now healed. Takahashi was injured while teaming with Shingo Tagaki against Ibushi and Honma back in February. He had to vacate the Junior Heavyweight Championship as a result of that. No doubt he's going to be back in the mix for that title, one of the most popular stars of that entire division, and I'm super happy to see that he is well and truly recovered. He's just a ball of energy. I can't wait to see him back in the ring again. Kiera Hogan has said her time with Impact Wrestling is over. She announced on her OnlyFans account that she's leaving the company. She says, "You guys will be the first to know. This is my last Impact taping. I'm going to see what else is out there for me. I'm so excited and I'm scared, but I know whatever I choose to do, I'm going to be the best, and that's on period." She leaves as a former Impact Knockouts champion in her own right. And I think whatever she chooses to do next, I think the sky is the limit for someone like Kiera Hogan. I think there's a Queen of the Ring tournament coming up, I'm just saying. And congratulations on her birthday to Thunder Rosa, who has officially become All Elite. I know, you thought she was AEW anyway. Well, she's been part of the National Wrestling Alliance and been part as a freelance basis with AEW. It was yesterday, it was confirmed by All Elite Wrestling's official social media that Thunder Rosa is signed full-time with AEW, with a lovely picture of Thunder Rosa being All Elite and the phrase, "Welcome to the team," above it. Really lovely news for Thunder Rosa. She's such a force of nature. NWA put out a great tweet that wished her well going forward and told her to tell and show everybody what they already know. She is going to... I could see her becoming AEW Women's Champion maybe next year. I think if anybody's going to usurp Britt Baker, I think it's going to be Thunder Rosa. Love You by Friday is back today. Of the isolation station, and we are back in the Cultaholic offices, and I am so excited to get back to it. Love you by Friday from 4 p.m. British summertime at twitch.tv/cultaholic. What is it? Well, it's not playing games. It's not watching 90s game shows. It is not whatever Andrew does. It's not a bit of FIFA-licious. It's not marbles. It's not retro video games. No, 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 no. It is a Twitch show that is all about you. I want to talk to you. And you alone. We open up the phone lines. We open up the Skype line. And we invite you to call in and be a part of the show. You come live onto the Twitch stream and we have a chat. We have a lovely time. Talk about wrestling, talk about life, the universe, whatever you want to talk about. So if you join us at 4 o'clock, you'll see some phone numbers on the screen. You can give those numbers a call on your mobile, on your landline. You can even dial on the Skype as well. And you come through directly to me and we have a chat. It's like a radio call-in show, essentially, on Twitch. We've had quite an absence from this over the past few weeks due to other commitments, but I said I want to wait until we're back in the office and launch it proper. And I am, oh, so happy that we're back to it today from 4 p.m. British summertime. twitch.tv/cultaholic. You don't need to be registered. It doesn't cost anything to come and join us on Twitch. It's free to join us on Twitch. You can have it on in the background and watch and just enjoy the conversation. I'd be so delighted if you came and joined us for the return of Love You By Friday from 4 p.m. British summertime. We have a right laugh on the show. I can't wait to have a chat with you properly. Also on the podcast feed across the weekend, a brand new Cultaholic Classic Smackdown review. Matthew, Greg and I are going to be continuing our journey through every episode of Smackdown ever. You'll hear that tomorrow on the podcast feed. The lads are back together, united for the first time in over a year for the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. Jack, Ross and Matthew talking about this week in the wrestling world, taking your questions in the mailbag and answering that one big question as well. That's on the podcast feed and the YouTube channel later today. And by the way, lest I forget, signing up to WrestleCrate this weekend, stick Cultaholic in the box as you do so. Get yourself a free Kurt Angle signed photo. That's on us if you use the code word Cultaholic when you sign up at WrestleCrate. And you still have a little bit of time left if you want to get yourself a Jack the Jobber wrestling buddy. There's like a handful of these left now. I'd hate for them to go to somebody else if you want to get yourself one. Loads of other great Cultaholic merch as well available by going to cultaholicshop.com. Everything you need is there. For the latest wrestling news across the weekend, when the lads aren't available in the office, you can get it as it happens at cultaholic.com. And test your mettle on wrestling quizzes. How well do you know, just out of interest, everybody that competed at the 2008 Great American Bash? That's a very obscure question, that is. It's a very obscure question. Why not go and check out how well you do on that one at cultaholic.com? Maybe, slightly too difficult, can you name some of the best opponents of Shawn Michaels as well? Check that out at cultaholic.com. That and the latest wrestling news as well, obviously. And that's it for this week on the News Podcast. It's our first week back in the office. None of this would have happened if you hadn't continued to support us over the last 18 months. Thank you so much. And I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.